Vayter in Shas. We are in Daf Chaf Dalet, picking up on the very top line. Next part of the Mishnah we said is Kama Hoya Gavoa Ula Ayin Hoya Nota. How high was it? And which way was it pointing? Now, says the Gemara, Tana Chada, we have one Tana which says, Litzfona Dvarv Kayam. And if he says that the sun was pointing to the north, then we say, okay, we're good. Lidroma Lomer Loklum. But if he says that it was pointing towards the south, we say, he didn't say nothing. Sorry, nothing doing. However, another Brisa says the opposite. Votanya Ifcha, we have exactly the opposite. Brisa says, Lidroma Dvarv Kayam, Litzfona Lomer Klum. The opposite, if you go into the south, then it works. But he's saying to the north, he didn't say nothing. Says Gemara Lokasha, depends on the season. Kan be Musach. First price is talking about the summer months, and the other one's talking about when it's the winter months. Nice, beautiful, long rash over there. Take a bite out of that. Tana Rabbanan, Echad Omer Gavoa Shtei Mardos. Let's say if one person says that it was two Mardos high. Marda is the type of stick that's used in order to move animals, right? To push them, to get them to go a little bit. So there's a certain measurement, there's a certain size. So if one of them says that it was the height above the horizon, you're looking at the distance and you see it was the height of two Mardos. Echad Omer Shalosh, someone says it was three Mardos, Edus and Kayamas, then their Edus is going to be upheld because it's close enough. But Echad Omer Shalosh, Echad Omer Chamesh, one says it was three, and one says it's five, too far away. Edus on Betela, their Edus is Batel. Aval, Mitzdaf from Edus Acheris, it can be Mitzdaf with another Edus. If some, one of them says five, the other one says three, and then the second Ed said five or three, then you can put them together. Tana Rabbanan, Renu B'mayim. If the Edom come, they say, we saw it in the water. In other words, it was reflecting off the water. Or, Reinu ba'ashoshis. So we saw it through an ashoshis. Ashoshis is like a candle, like a fire, like a lantern. Reinu ba'alvin, or they saw it through clouds. Then, Em Eden, a love, it doesn't work. Chetzi ba'mayim, they say, half of it was reflected off the water. Chetzi ba'alvin, half of it through the clouds. Chetzi ba'ashoshis, half of it is through the lantern. The Em Eden, a love, it doesn't work either. Fact the Gemara. Hashta kulu amartlo, if you say all of it, you weren't able to see. If half doesn't work, then certainly whole. Hashta kulu amartlo, if they saw all of it in that, off in the reflection or in the clouds or through the lantern, then you're going to say that it's not good. You can't use their edus. Chetzi mibayi, then if it's only half of it, I even have to tell me that. Alachkam, this is what it means to say. Chetzi b'mayim v'chetzi b'rakia. They say, I saw half in the water and half in the sky. Chetzi b'avim chetzi b'rakia. I saw half of it in the clouds, half in the sky. So it's not just saying, I saw half of it and that's the only half that I saw, but I saw half of this and half of the other. Then, ein me'iden. Even seeing half of it in reality, so to speak, they can't be made either. Let's say we saw it, but then we didn't see it again. In other words, we looked at it, and then it's gone. Ein me'iden love, you can't bring testimony. It says the Gemara, kol hachi chazula v'azli. Very ugly? What, I should have to be looking and staring at it the whole time? Like, what are you talking about? I looked away, it's no good? Rabbi Hachkam, what means to say? Renu me'elenu, that we saw it. We saw it there. V'shavnu lirosim medaitenu v'lerenu. In other words, you notice it, but you notice only peripherally. You weren't looking for it. You happen to notice it. And then you're like, well, you go, whoa, is that it? And you look, and you don't see it over there. Ein me'iden love, that's not considered like it was good. My time, outcome, because Amor Kuvisa de Eva ba'alma hu dechazi. We could just say that what he saw was a little bit of a cloud, and it just happened to look like a moon, and therefore it's no good. Zok the next Mishnah, Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudosh. The head of Beis Din says Mekudosh. V'chol ha'am Omer Achar Mekudosh Mekudosh. Everyone else says Mekudosh Mekudosh. It is sanctified. Bein Shinir Bezmano. Bein Shaloni Bezmano. This is talking about whether you saw it in its time, meaning it's a 29-day month, or Shalom Bezmano, or it's a 30-day month. In both of them, you say Mekudosh. Mekadesho, Mekadshenoso. In either case, we end up saying Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Mekadshenoso. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzedek Gomri says, no, im lo nir bezmano, if you didn't see it bezmano, in other words, if it's not a 29-day shtickle, then im Mekadshenoso, you don't say Mekudesh, Shekvar Kachu Shamayim, because it was already Mekudesh, Min Shamayim, it happened by its own, and we don't need you to go ahead and say anything over here. Zot the Gemara, Rosh Beis Din. We said the Rosh Beis Din goes and says Mekudesh. Minon Amili, where do we know this from? Where do we get the idea that we go and say Mekudesh? Amar Rav Chia Bar Gamda, Amar Rav Yosi, Ben Shol, Amar Rebbe. Amar Kra, I think we're going to see two psukim over here, two different opinions. The first one comes and he says the following. He says, Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem. Oh, what does that mean? And Moshe spoke Moadei Hashem. Mikan, from here we say, Sharosh Beis Din Omer Mekudesh. The Rosh Beis Din says it's Mekudesh. The actual wording comes and implies this concept. And Moshe spoke out the Moadei Hashem, so that he's speaking it out is by saying Mekudesh. Everyone goes in and responds after the same Mekudesh Mekudesh. Where do we know this from? Amar Papa, Amar Kra Asher Tikru'u Osam. Right, we know he said this by Kiddush on Yontif. Maybe it's just a... Okay, forget that. Anyway, Karibay Atem, which says the Pasuk Asher Tikru Osam, that we call them, it could be read Osam, which is missing a Vav, it's written Chaser, it could be read as Karibay Atem, that you go ahead and you speak it out. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, and this is the one that there's a second Pasuk, sorry. Elu Elehem Moadai. These are my Moadim. Heim Yomru Moadai. When it says Elu Heim, it means that Heim Amru, they're the ones who should say out that the Moadai is saying Mekudosh. Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Trei Zimni Lamali. Why did you say it two times? Why did you say it once? Tichsiv Mikra'e Kodesh, because it says Mikra'e Kodesh. Mikra'e is in the plural of like calling out of Kodesh. Rashi says Trei Zimni Mashmi. It's Mashma to be two times. So the next part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Omer, Im Lo Nir Bizmano, Im Mekatzin, so if you didn't see it in its Zman, meaning if it's not a 20-day month, 29-day month, and you don't say it. A 30-day month, you don't do it. Only on a 29-day month, you do it. Tanya will learn today, Braisa, Plimo Omer. Comes along Plimo, and he says the following, Bizmano in Mekatzin, so if it's Bizmano 29-day, you don't do it. Shalom Bizmano Mekatzin, so he says the opposite, that you'd only do it if it's actually Shalom Bizmano. He says in both of them you're not mekadesh, you don't say it. The only thing actually going on your mekadesh is the yovel. It's only years that you do it, but not months. So he says you don't do it ever, except for like years. That he says you only do it if it's a 29 day, but not if it's a 30th day. We even have a Mishnah which seems to imply this. I believe we're going to bring down a Mishnah to imply it. I'm going to show maybe Lav Dafka, it's not a Raya, but it goes like this. The Mishnah says, on Chaf Hamad Beis, Ra'u Beisdin, V'chol Yisrael, Beisdin, and all of Yisrael see it. And we're talking about here, this is on day 30. So it's like Bizmano, it's after 29, it's a 29 day month, they see it on the 30th day. Nechru Eidim, or if you have the witnesses get checked out on day 30, they don't have an opportunity to say Mekudesh until it becomes the nighttime. Harezim Uber, it ends up being a full month. What does that tell you though? Uber in, it ends up being Uber, but Mekudesh lo, you don't actually have to say the words Mekudesh. It happens by itself. So you have a raya that if it's day 30, you don't go ahead. If it's day 31, you don't do it until day 30. Frankly, Gemara, lav dafka. In other words, we're going to reject this now. It says, ma'ubar istrichale. Really, maybe you do need to say it even by a ma'ubar shtickel. That Mishnah is not giving you a raya. And sakata techmina, I would have thought to say, hol vera'u bezdin, v'chol Yisrael, since bezdin and all of Yisrael already saw it, then if farsima, it's already public knowledge, v'lo le'abrua, and therefore you don't go ahead and you're not ma'abar it, kamash malan, no, unless you actually said the words mekudesh, it doesn't work, and yet we don't have a raya to say that it doesn't mean they have to say mekudesh on day 31. Zok, the next mishnah, this is going to take us to pretty much the end of the Gemara of today, about different shapes, different pictures, and about drawing pictures of people and of constellations and of moons and suns. Is that mutter to do? Is it not okay? Says the Mishnah. Demus Tzuras Levana Ha'ilu Rav Gamliel had different pictures, different shapes of the moon. And Betavlu Bekosav Aliyah. So it was on a tavla on this board and on the wall in his aliyah in his attic. And instead of like asking questions, people to describe it, he would go show it to the people. The Omer Hakazera Isa or Kazera. Did you see like this or did you see like that? It just makes it a lot easier than having to describe it. Just show me which one you saw. Frankly, on Mishari, is this mutter? Is he allowed to go ahead and have these, make these pictures of the moon? Vaksev lo sasun iti. The pasuk says that, I'll read the whole pasuk, lo sasun iti Elohei chesef Elohei zav lo sasu lechem. You're not allowed to go ahead and make these different pictures or images. So how could you have that you made the moon over here? It says Rashi, tsuros haomdim iti. This is the pictures that are standing with me. images of things that are with me. What does that mean, with me? It means up in Shemayim. I was saying with Hashem, but anyway, lo sasun iti, lo sasun kidmus shamashai. You can't make like the appearance of those that serve me. So how can you make a moon? Rabbi, lo satora ella shamashin she'efshe lasos kemosan. The only thing that is usher is if you're going to make something which is actually going to be similar to it. Meaning to say, you can't make a Beis HaMikdash, you can't make a Kodesh HaKadoshim, you can't make this, you can actually make a room that looks like that. But over here, you make a picture of the moon, it's not going to be like the moon itself. Because the Tanya, you look at the Braisa, Lo Yasa Adam Bayis Tavnis Heichal. A person can't go ahead and make this house that's in the shape of a Heichal. That you're not allowed to do. Achsadra Tavnis Ulam, or to make an Achsadra in this area, which is like the Ulam of the Beis HaMikdash. So Chatzar, can I get Azara? Chatzar, imagine you want to make your outside backyard to look exactly like the Azara. You're not allowed to do that. Shulchan, can I get Shulchan? I make a Shulchan in your house that's like the Shulchan of the Beis HaMikdash. Menorah, can I get Menorah? Even that. Aval, your Osa, beep, a person is allowed to go ahead and make Chaf, Dalad, Amabes, Shel Chamisha, Shel Shisha, Shel Shmona. You're allowed to make a Menorah that has five. New lamps, six or eight of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash only had seven. You're allowed to do that. But shall shiva lo yisabi na'ala make one of seven. Afilu shall shar minim atachos, even if it's made out of a material that's other than the original material, which is gold, you're allowed to make, even if it's made out of other types of metal, you're still allowed to go and do this. Now we're going to go on a little bit of a tangent over here, a very quick tangent, just talking about the particular concept of this. But don't forget the bigger picture is that I'm allowed to make the moon. It's not going to be looking like the moon. I just can't make a heichal or a zara or a shulchan or a menorah. And now let's go off tangent a little bit. Afil shashar metachos. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer. He says, Afshel eitzlo yase. Now I'm going to make a menorah that's made out of wood. Oh, what's going on over here? Right? Rashi says, right over here, Afshel eitzlo yase. Shekayotze ba kishera lefnim. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda darish le lekroi beriboy omiyote. My rabbi kol mile. My miyot miyot cheres. Menachos goes and he says, even if you were to make it out of wood, it would still be a good menorah, even though that's not the idea. So you're not allowed to even make it out of wood. Like the Beis Chash Menoi ended up making. Rashi says over here, really, they didn't actually make it out of wood, but it says, they were poor. They weren't able to make it out of gold. Amrilo Acham said back to him, Misham Rai, bring a Rai over there that you're not allowed to make it out of wood. Shpudim Shel Barzal, it wasn't actually made out of wood. It was actually made out of iron. V'chipum bebats, and they put over it a type of metal thing that they put on top of it. Has Shiru, when they gave me richer, Asum Shel Ketzef, they made it out of silver. Chazu Has Shiru, Asum Shel Zav, then they went and get richer and they made it out of gold. So it actually wasn't really made out of wood altogether. All right, but nonetheless, we still have our whole point is, you're not allowed to go ahead and make certain images, certain things that look exactly like it, but it's something like a picture of the moon, what would be the problem over here? Says the Gemara that it's not a problem. It's not a problem. The only problem is going to be something which is actually going to be like it itself and not like this. So you're allowed to have the moon, no problem. In fact, the Gemara, v'shamoshim shi'ev shalasas komosim yishari, but even things that serve Hashem that can't be done exactly like it, even then is a mutter. Noah is going to try to show that even that's going to be a problem. V'atayim, what's going to bring saw? Lo sason iti, you should not make with me, which means lo sason kidmus shamoshai ha'misham shal lefadim b'marim. You shouldn't make even an image of something that goes and serve me. So it doesn't have to be something that can be made, but even some sort of image, why can it make the moon? No, what it was talking about is something that was very particular, which is something up on high with the Ribono Shel Olam, and that, Kaviyachol, and that's talking about the what's known as the Chayos HaKodesh that had like four different faces. So only those are the ones that you're not allowed to do. Elamayata, Frekta Gemara, really that's all it's talking about. Then parts of Adam, the Chudei Tishta, you should be able to go ahead and make the image of a face. You're only allowed to do something that's usher if it's four faces that are coming out together, but if it'd be one face, it should be fine. Alamatani, so why do we find the Bryce which says not like that? Kola Pertsufos Mutarin, it's mutter to do any face. You're allowed to go ahead and make any face, chutz mi parts of Adam, except for the parts of a person. Really, it should be okay. I'm Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Abidi, mi pirkei da Abaye Shmiele. I heard from Abaye when he was given a drusha, and he had said, that why can't I make the face? Because lo sasun iti means lo sasun osi, don't make me. And the Rishonim explained that Hashem is sometimes depicted in some sort of, in the in the Nevi'im in some sort of like, it said Hashem is a face, even though obviously he doesn't have a physical face, but it's using such lashons, therefore you're not allowed to do that also. Ushar, Shamash, and Mishari, but you're allowed to do other ones. You're allowed to do other ones as long as it's not the four faces. V'atayin, we learned on a bright, so lo sason iti, lo sason kidumus shamashai, mishamshin lefane b'marav. Anything. You're going, ofanim usrafim v'chayis ha-kodesh u'malchei ha-shares. Over here, it's pretty explicit that it's adding on more to the list straight up. So therefore, maybe you shouldn't also be able to do the moon and the stars and things like that also. It's only things that are in the Madur Elyon, the upper worlds. Rashi says, in Burakia Shvi'i, the Daikinan Iti, Aval chamu levana v'kochav mazalos b'madar tachton hein berakia sheni k'damrinu meseches chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis goes through the Shiva Rakiyim and points out that they're very, very far distance to actually get from here to the top where the Kisei HaKavod is. And when it says iti, it means in the seventh one, the top. And these are only in the second ones, and therefore only the ones that are iti is a problem, and not the ones that are lower. You could do the moon. V'shamadar tachton mishari, but really, is it even okay over there? V'atayin yom tana b'raisa. Asher b'shamayim. Pasuk says, lo sasu l'cha pesav, chol tumun asher b'shamayim ima'al, v'alo asher b'aretz, v'tachas, asher b'mayim, v'tachas l'aretz. So we say, asher b'shamayim, l'rabos chama u'levana, kochav m'mazalos, which are including all these things. Mima'al, and when it says mima'al, it means l'rabos m'malachay sharis, all the malachim. So what do you say? It says straight up, you can't do the sun and the moon, you can't do the moon. Says Gemara, ki tanya hi l'avdam. What it says over there, that means to actually go ahead and... To la'av them means to go ahead and to worship them, but there's not an issue to go ahead and to make them. That's fine. I la'av them, v'ektamara. If you want to tell me that that whole brayso that we said before is only talking about worshiping them, then afil shilshul kata nami, which is the tolas, even a small worm also you're not allowed to go ahead and worship. Says Gemara in chinami. Yeah, you're right. Even if it would be some sort of picture or image of a small worm, you're not allowed to. The times we learned in a brisa, asher ba'aretz, that was on the earth. The rabbis harimugvos yamu menoros afikim ugaayos, mountains, hills, rivers, oceans, streams, valleys, mitachas. The rabbis shilshel katan is coming to include even the smallest of worms. In fact, the gemara vasia gridsa mishari. Even just making these lower things like the sun and the moon, it really is a mutter v'atayim mutter nebrai. It's a lo sason iti, lo sason kidmus shamashayim shamshel lefanai. The ones that serve before me, kigon chamu levana kochav mazalos. It says straight out that you're not allowed to go ahead. And lo sason means you can't even make them. It's not talking about worshiping them. And so the Gemara, Shani Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is different. Da'achirim asu lo, because he didn't actually go and make it. Rashi says achir means nachrim. There were goyim that actually made it. Frank the Gemara, even if someone else made it for you, is that okay to keep? Vaha, Rabbi Yehuda, we have a story with Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says, Shahaisa Lotsura Batabaso, he had an image on his ring, Vachir Masu, and other people did it for him. Va'amale Shmuel, the Nishkale Minein, and Shmuel says to ruin it. Vachir, as it says, Vachir Masu, others did it for him. Va'amale Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana, sharp one, Same Eini Dedain, literally, blind the eye of this one. In other words, ruin it, because just because you have it, some other people make it, doesn't mean you can do it. Rashi says, Klomer, Hashchis Turaso, you should ruin the image that's on it. Says the Gemara, no, Hasam over there, Chosamo Boletava. The Chosama, the signature part, it was a Chosam is like a signature ring. So the signet was popping out. Mishum Chashada, and the reason why we have a problem is because we have a Chashad, a doubt of, we're worried, Rashi says, Shalo Yomru, Avodazari Hilo, that's Avodazara. Kedetan, we're learning Tanabaisa. Tabas, when you have a ring that has some sort of signet, Chosamo Bolet, if it's sticking out, Asala Nicho, it's also for you to go out and wear it. Mutar Lachimo, but you're allowed to go ahead and use it in order to do a Chasima, right? What they do is they would take the ring and they would push it into some sort of wax, and that would leave your signature. So you're not allowed to wear it, but you're allowed to sign with it. You can't wear it because people are thinking you're doing a Vodazara. You're allowed to sign with it because when you do that, then what happens is that Chosamo Shokea, it goes in, it gets indented. And therefore, indented is not a problem at the end. Mutar la'anicha, so then you're allowed to go ahead, and mutar la'anicha, it's mutar to go and wear it. V'asar lachlamba, but it's asar to go ahead and, I'm sorry, Shokea. Let's try that again. It's mutter to go ahead. Oh, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. I'm taking it back. I apologize. Could I tell you? Tabas, if you have a ring. Chosam a bullet. If it's sticking out, then asal anicho, you can't wear it because it looks like maybe you can worship it. But you're allowed to sign with it because you're pushing an indent and that's fine. But chosam a shokeya, the opposite. If the chosam, the signature of it is not protruding outwards, but it's indented, it's in it. So when you push down, you create an image now. Then mutter la'anicha, it's mutter to actually wear it because it's indented. tainted. No one's going to think you're worshiping it. Vasalachim, but you're not allowed to go ahead and sign with it because then you actually end up making some sort of form that's coming out of it. What are we really worried about the chashad that there's some sort of we're worried that they're going to be doing the wrong thing over here? Va'akibe kenishta deshaf v'yosef in arda. There was a shul of a place called Shah of. A particular town called Shafi Yosef that was found in a place in Narda, Rashi says, Makomhu, that had over there the Hava Bay Andarta. Rashi says, what is that? Selim Dumus HaMelech. It was an idol that was in the shape of the bottom Rashi, the very last, almost the last Rashi on the page. Antarta, the Selim Dumus HaMelech. It was a shape of the king. It was an idol in the shape of a king. And these great people go and they were davening over there. We weren't worried that maybe that they're doing avodah zarah. This is a Gemara, so we're not worried. It says no. Rabim shiny. When you have a bunch of people doing it, then it's different. Because we're not worried they're going to have most of Klai, so most people there that are doing avodah zarah. But if it's your own thing, then we're worried that maybe a person's going to, you know, do some avodah zarah. I, Varban Gamliel Yachadu, he was a Yachid. How did he have the moon over there? Why aren't we worried for Chashad? And for the Gemara, Kevin de Nasiu, since he was the Nasi, he was the head dude there, Shchichei Rab Mabe, many people were constantly there with him. And therefore, with him, it's just like the similar concept of a lot of people there by the shul. Yiba Yisema, another answer is that the Prakim have a... It was able to be put together and taken apart. It wasn't always up and about in there. It was actually separate and put away. The only time it was put together is when people used to come to look. And then we have answer number three. He did it. The reason why he did it is in order for be able to learn from it. Uksiv in the Pasuk says, Lo silmod la'asos, avalata lamed lahavin laharos. You're not allowed to go and learn to do the wrong thing by being involved in any sort of things which are connected to avodah zarah or something like that. Aval to lamed, you're allowed to go and learn in order lahavin laharos, to understand what's going on and to actually teach from it. So obviously you can't do it for avodah zarah, but you're allowed to do it in order to go ahead and to teach from it. And that's what we're going to be doing over here. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.